Wisdom is crying out to us. O naive ones, understand prudence. O fools, understand wisdom. Listen, for I will speak noble things, and the opening of my lips will reveal right things. For my mouth will utter truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. Nothing wicked comes out of the mouth of the person with wisdom. All the utterances of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing crooked or perverted in them. They're all straightforward to him who understands, and right to those who find knowledge. Take my instruction, not silver, and knowledge rather than choicest gold. For wisdom is better than jewels, and all desirable things cannot compare with her. Wisdom is what we should seek, and we know that this wisdom truly is Yahshua the Messiah. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence, and I find knowledge and discretion. The fear of Yahweh is to hate evil, pride and arrogance, and the evil way and the perverted mouth I hate. They're a part of man. They're a part of our inward, inside nature. But we have to detest it. We have to constantly fight against this nature that we have on the inside. Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding. Power is mine. Do we seek to understand wisdom as Yahweh would have us? Adam and Eve didn't. Again, I've referred to it a few times, but turn back to Genesis 3. They wanted something else. Man is decaying because his heart is inherently wicked and evil, and he does nothing to contradict that, to counteract it, to make it balanced in his approach. And so because there's no balance, we see things like 6 million Jews and 6 million others, and 30 million in Russia, and 32 people at Virginia Tech, and thousands in the World Trade Center, and every day all around the world we see people doing harmful things to other people for no good reason. Genesis 3, verse 1. Now the serpent was more crafty than any beast of the field which Yahweh Elohim had made. And he said to the woman, "Indeed, Elohim has said, you shall not eat from any of the tree of the garden." The woman said to the serpent, "From the fruit of the trees of the garden we may eat, but from the fruit of the tree which is in the middle of the garden, Elohim has said, you shall not eat from it or touch it, or you will die." The serpent said to the woman, "You will surely not die. For Elohim knows that in the day that you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like Elohim, knowing good and evil." But Yahweh only understands good. He sees evil. It pains him, but he doesn't feel it. He doesn't have it on his inside. As soon as man ate from this tree, now not only good is on the inside, but evil is there too. I think man's heart changed from the moment he ate from that tree. And, you can read it. When the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was desirable to make one wise, she sought the wrong kind of wisdom. She took from its fruit and ate, and she gave also to her husband with her, and he ate. And what immediately happened? Their eyes are opened, and now they see themselves differently than before. They saw themselves differently. And I imagine they looked all around and saw everything differently. What about man is there to be ashamed of if you're doing the right things? Now, we have so much to be ashamed of, all of us. We think about the ways that we treat people that we shouldn't. We think about the ways that we react that are wrong and contrary to Yahweh's word and will. We think about the times that we don't behave and act like Yahshua would. We think about that and we're ashamed. We don't always say it out loud. Sometimes we do when we talk to other people, but we certainly do feel it and think it on the inside. We know when we're wrong. We know it. We can not only sense it, we know it. And this man, this week, knew he was wrong too. He ignored it. And that's what happens. Everyone knows the difference between right and wrong. Every society that has ever existed had some kind of rules and regulations in existence. And almost all of them said that it was wrong to kill somebody else. There may have been exceptions in certain cultures under certain circumstances, but just taking a life to be taking a life was wrong. It's always been wrong, and it's still wrong. And the reason it happens is because we constantly, every generation is further away from where Adam was in this pure state, this state of wisdom and knowing only good. And the further away we come from that, the lower we sink as a race of people, as a race of created beings. We become less and less and less like Yahweh, and more and more and more like man. And that wasn't what Yahweh intended. He created us to be in his image, not to be in man's image. Not so that we could be more like each other, but so that we could be more like him.